Hello everyone and welcome to the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast. My name is Pakala Kiara and I'll be your host. Here we discuss life and how the different facets of it can influence our mental health. We will talk about therapy, interventions, mental health and life experiences. Remember, if you like it, feel free to give us a share and invite your friends and loved ones to listen. MYOB. Mind your own business. That's the topic for this podcast episode. Now, what do I mean when I say mind your own business? Well, first of all, make yourself your first priority. Worry about what's going on for you and make that the foremost goal or option for yourself. We are in charge of ourselves. We are in charge of the way that we think, and we can take control of the way that we feel for the most part. But we are often not in control of the thoughts, feelings, and opinions of others. So we are left with the option of working on ourselves. Now, it can be a little bit hard to do this sometimes. We might get a bit distracted. We might get offended by other people. We might get stuck on what we wish they were to us or how we wish that they would change. But ultimately, we have no control over that. So it's time to look inside. Now, I think one of the first few steps of minding your own business is learning to stay in your own lane. So learning to focus on you and the things that you want from your life. I did a really great series of podcast episodes last year in 2020 about living on purpose, writing your own story, being the type of you that you'd be proud to be. I also did a few on dealing with shame and guilt. And a lot of my podcast episodes would help you for personal growth. But sometimes we look at other people as a way of kind of avoiding the work that we have to do on ourselves. And ultimately, this can be maladaptive for us and our personal growth. So try and stay in your own lane. Really try and narrow down where you're wanting your life to go and what you're wanting it to look like. Find something that you're passionate about. Find something that gives you purpose and work towards it. Feel that sense of accomplishment. Another way to really kind of stay in your own lane and mind your own business is to not take things personally. I talked about this a little bit in my last podcast episode on triggers. And of course, this can be a little bit hard, but the more you learn to not take the opinions of others personally, the more you will begin to feel at peace within yourself. We can only control our own actions. We can only control our response to other people. We can't control whether they hurt us or not, or whether they have an opinion or not, but we can control the way that we react to them. And sometimes no response is a really great response to have. So just redirecting your focus back on yourself. And when conflict arises in your personal interactions, it is good to look for the role that you played in that conflict. So instead of placing the blame all on the other person, try and look at where you could have improved upon that interaction, or you could have changed the way that you said something or the way that you approached it. Often we do play a bit of a role in situations like this. It's also good to decide whether or not you want to continue interacting with that person, or if they are impacting your desire or ability to be able to mind your own business. Look for ways you could have improved the situation and try and implement those for next time. It's really great to take personal accountability and responsibility for things. We cannot grow if we don't take accountability for our mistakes or responsibility for them. We just stay stagnant and live life in maladaptive ways. So it's really important to have a look at where you can begin to take more responsibility or have more accountability. You're not going to lose weight by watching other people go to the gym. And you're not going to improve your mental health mindset or just your mental health in general just by sitting back and blaming other people for everything that goes wrong in your life. So I highly recommend positively utilizing things like triggers. And in my last podcast episode, I really spoke about different ways you could begin to do this and different ways it can be useful to identify triggers and start to do work on those. And we can always look for areas of improvement for ourselves. Something that I like to do is look at my strengths, but something that I really like to do is look for the areas where I might need a little bit of work. You can go to the VIA Institute research page where they list the 24 character strengths, and it's really great to look at that and see what kind of virtues you may possess. But it's also really cool to look at areas where you can sit back and go, actually I'm not the best at that and I would really like to improve upon that. And one way you can begin to improve upon that is really think about someone that embodies that value that you would like to work on. And these can be role models in your life. It can be people like your parents, other adults, or even children that really display this virtue. And looking at how they do it and how they display it, and then beginning to emulate it and fit it into your life. It can even be people that are famous or superheroes or a character in a book that you really like as well. It can be useful to take different aspects of them to help improve yourself. So self-improvement is definitely a large aspect of minding your own business. This is a short interruption to let you know that if you or a loved one is experiencing difficulty or is in need of more support, you can find me at maramacounseling.com. Be sure to check out the audio resources page also, where you'll have access to a number of free resources that will help you to feel relaxed. Be sure to take advantage of my 20-minute free initial session. I am also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Can't wait to work with you. Goal setting and really getting clear on what it is that you want in life and how it is that you're going to go get there is a great way to mind your own business. So setting yourself goals, taking your passions and making them work for you and boost and bolster you throughout your life, as well as things like your strengths. Use them, utilize them to really play to them, play to your strengths. We know when we feel better, we do better. When we know where we're going, we have the capacity to really focus, hyper focus on them and make it happen quicker. I really, really recommend trying again. So don't look at failure as the be all and end all. Don't look at failure as, you know, a marker that you should quit. Brush yourself off and try again. You know that Aaliyah song? If at first you don't succeed, you can brush it off and try again. Brush yourself off and try again, try again. That's a really great song, but it's such a good advice. Like, try again. Do it differently. Look at different ways that you can improve upon the thing that you just did or failed at. You may not have even failed. You may have just not reached your full potential in that specific thing. Maybe if you try and you don't do it, the way you expected, you will learn from that mistake. I don't look at mistakes as things that shouldn't have happened. Mistakes are like learning opportunities, guideposts for improvement. You mistook what was going to happen, but now that you know different, you can use that as a learning opportunity moving forward. We can always try again. Opportunities are endless. Our chances are endless. Each day is a new opportunity to create a happy ending for ourselves. We can build upon our dreams and begin them at any stage in our life. You know, if you're still breathing, you've still got a chance to create the type of life that you want. And I wholeheartedly believe this as well. And, you know, you might change your mind all the time. So check in with yourself a lot. I've always recommend introspection in many of my other podcast episodes. But really check in and have a chat with yourself. Am I happy? Is this where I thought I would be when I was younger? Is there any other way that I can improve upon my happiness? Am I making the people around me happy? Do I like the people around me? Do they make me happy? Do they support me in my goals and my aspirations and the things that I would like to do in life? Surround yourself with the people that you would like to be like. You will feel better for doing so. And that leads me to not taking criticism from people that don't matter. So this can be a bit of a tough one because sometimes the criticism comes from someone we love. So maybe my wording there about them not mattering might not be correct. But I guess make sure that the person that's criticizing you is like an expert in the thing that they're criticizing you about or has a place to be criticizing you. Words and the opinions of others only have power if you give them power. It can be really difficult if it's wounding, if it's an emotional wound or if it's a betrayal. But if it's simple, like just nonsense opinions, sometimes it really takes looking at that person that said this and thinking, are they an expert in what they're criticizing me about or what they're offering an opinion or a thought on? And then if they're not, going, well, can they really have input on this, or is it input that I need to listen to? You know, they might judge your outfit, but realistically they dress in ratty tatty clothing with holes in it that they garden in or something like that. Or they might tell you that it's foolish to go to uni and waste money and live poor as a student, but they, you know, work in a shopping center. And I'm not dissing people that work in shopping centers, but you know, they haven't made a career in that field, so they don't really have a place to be judging or making a judgment on something that they have no knowledge of. And this goes with everything. So it goes with opinions on newsworthy topics at the moment. It goes with people's opinions about your job, even like somebody making a comment on your weight. So they might say you're too skinny, they might say you're too fat, they might say you're too muscly. If you look at that person and look at their body and think, is that the type of body that I would like to have? And it's not, their opinion doesn't need to matter. So really using your own personal judgment to think, what does this person know about what they're talking about? And if they don't really know anything, then just leaving it at that and minding your own business. Now, we can also help others to mind their own business by setting boundaries. I did a great episode on boundary setting in 2020. Scroll back through my podcast episode list and you'll find it. But setting your own boundaries and telling people what you're willing to pay attention to or condone, the type of treatment you'd like in your life, really helps others to mind their own business. So setting our boundaries does not only benefit us and help us and assist us in our personal growth, but it will also assist the growth of other people. And just remember, we cannot change others, but we can change ourselves. So we cannot change whether someone may choose to disrespect us, but we can choose if we're going to continue tolerating it or if we take it on board and be hurt by it. So I hope that something in this episode was useful to you, and I look forward to talking to you all again soon. Thank you for listening. This concludes this episode of the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast from Murrumur Counselling. I'm Pakala Kiara, and I hope you enjoyed listening today. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears ready for more episodes in the future. And remember, be light, shine bright. Until next time.